Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What a great day it is. Yep, and we've got some absolutely amazing talk radio for ya, coming at your way, coming for ya, coming at ya, for ya, at ya, you name it, it's getting there. Oh, we've got giveaways, we've got gifts, we've got books, we've got great guests, and we've got really cool energy. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on at the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm joined by my main man, Mr. Benny Run DMC Mathers, joining me here today. And Valerie, of course, is hanging out in the other room. We're pushing so many buttons today. There's so many things that we have to get done here. Hello, Mr. B. How are you, B?
Good morning. I'm B. Good.
You be good? Mm-hmm. We're doing button pushing, right?
Yep.
We just got so much that we do to get ready for the show.
I know.
And how's Miss Valerie? I can't see you through the mic, but I know you're doing okay. Good. She's got to give us her update on American Idol so we can figure out, you know.
Top 24, I believe, is what they're down to now.
Did anybody not get on that we wanted to get on?
I actually am only into the big audition scenes, not
after. You don't
like?
Well, they've already made it.
Which one do you like? Do you like up to this point, but not this last part?
Yeah, the auditions.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I like all that, just to see who's good and who's not. And obviously, if you make it to Hollywood, then you're good.
You know, there was one, I will say, where's Valerie? There was one, I will say, that, you know, when they said no to her, you could hear Simon say that was a mistake. Well, what is wrong with you? If that was a mistake, why didn't you say yes? I don't understand that. They just tell this woman, who actually I thought was great, that she's not going to make the cut, and then he mumbles that was a mistake.
I don't, well,
what's going on?
Well, you know, in auditions, they only have, like, what, one or two songs maybe in their repertoire to bust out as best they can to get them to Hollywood, and if they can't cut the
but
mustard.
But if Simon thought that was a mistake to let her go, it was what he was saying is letting her go was a mistake.
Oh, okay.
Letting her go is a mistake.
I don't know.
And I thought...
That's Simon's thing.
Wow, that's weird. That's so not like him, is it? I mean, what did he get, bullied by Ellen?
Sure. He gets bullied by everybody.
Mr. I'm on my way out. I do think that, you know, it's kind of interesting.
And on his way to the bank.
And on his way to the bank.
See ya, I'm going to the bank.
Going to the bank. Going to the... And no, we're not going to do that.
He's not getting married.
I don't think he's getting married. We've got great guests. Mary Jane Max is going to be in the house. But right now, I want to introduce you all to Sonia Barrett. The holographic canvas. The fusing of mind and matter with this incredible author. We're going to be talking about what the holographic canvas is, as a matter of fact. The inner quest. And we're going to be talking about what her book is about. So we're going to have a big conversation, and three of you will receive a copy. Well, each of you will receive a copy of Sonia Barrett's book, The Holographic Canvas, The Fusing of Mind and Matter. And she's joining us here today, and you're going to get to meet her up close and personal. You know, many of us have gotten to look at science and spirituality and figure out if they're one and the same. But her work truly embraces that. Many of the things that she has done and is about that conversation of mind and matter. And so, you know, the book, her book, answers a lot of the questions about the past. They talk about, you know, what our future is about, what our history means, what is the purpose of DNA, if at all, in figuring out the puzzle. She's written many articles exploring the time travel, immortality, and the concept of ascension and science of past lives. She asks questions that a lot of people don't ask, but more recently some people are. She raises the question, is Earth as we know it but a matrix of system of programs? This is like really cool stuff. I love this. This is like a real conversation about the matrix. But the question is, what questions will remain with you, because most of the time we live in the question anyway. Sonia joins us today. We're going to have a great conversation. You're going to figure out how you can connect with her. Sonia, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, it's good to have you on here.
Yeah, you guys are having fun.
We're having a lot of fun.
I love fun.
Did you happen to hear our chit-chat about the American Idol?
Oh, my gosh. I was such a fan of American Idol when it first started. I haven't seen any of it this year. And, of course, you know, because I was a vocalist, I haven't sang in years, but I auditioned for Star Search a couple of times.
Oh, cool.
This is way back when, though. Ed McMahon, period. So, yeah, I know, but it was more serious then. It wasn't like American Idol.
But Christina Aguilera did that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't she do it on the Ed McMahon?
She was a little kid, yeah.
Yeah, she did it, but she didn't win.
No, there were several people that made Rosie O'Donnell. There were several people that made it big through Star Search, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what I love that we're getting to finally talk with you, and I'm just so glad that we connected. You know, let's start with a conversation about your journey and how you got immersed in the conversation of science and spirituality. And, you know, really, how did you get brought to the holographic canvas?
Well, how did I get brought to this? Well, okay, in the very beginning, from the moment of my birth, and I became conscious of the fact that I existed, a curiosity about life, just existence, was always there as a child, and certain things weren't adding up to me. And I think, you know, we don't pay attention to children enough. We don't know what's going through their little minds. And my mind, I had a lot of questions. And I grew up in the church, traditional church, and mm-hmm. they still weren't answering my questions. And I my big question was, you know, who is God, and, you know, how does he get to be in charge? How did he get that job?
Oh, my gosh. You didn't grow up Catholic. I will tell you that. If you ask that question, I asked that question in the Catholic church. I got a whooping for that question.
So. I didn't ask anybody.
Yeah.
I kept that to myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't ask those questions.
Okay.
No.
Well, I didn't know any better. I was too young to, you know, you sometimes you're too young to know what's right and what's wrong. I was too young to even imagine that there could be a question like that could be wrong.
Oh, yeah, I know, but it is, because it threatens belief systems, and it's sacrilege, and it's all of these things, and you're going to burn in hell. I mean, that's kind of the sense. Well, I mean, obviously, since I didn't really ask those questions outward, as I, you know, got older, I was very curious in the teenage years, and started to do a little bit of thinking, and, you know, got into, you know, a little bit of Edgar Casey's books, reading it then. And it wasn't until I got divorced, and I always emphasize that aspect of it for the simple fact that being a single mother with two children and having gone through a very horrific 14-year marriage, it was very, very tough.
Mm.
And I needed to understand more about my existence, life. What this was all about. And it was a deep sense of curiosity, and I was very determined, and I decided I didn't want to hear this really from anybody, from anybody's mouth. And I read maybe a couple of books then at the time. I remember Out on a Limb, Shirley MacLaine's
Yes.
Out on a Limb.
Yeah, she's actually going to be on stage here.
Oh, really?
You need to get on a plane.
Yeah, I would love to meet her, but she let me know that there were other people that were that curious, and that's what her book did for me. I read, it was Out on a Limb, and, oh, God, what was the other one? I can't think of the other book. But anyway, so I read those two, and then I read a book one or book two of Masters of the Far East.
Mm.
And then I set those books down.
Wow.
And I decided I was not going to read anything else, because I knew that there was a way for me to know. I just felt that, and that's basically what happened. And I went at it diligently over a period of time, not knowing how to meditate or anything like that. and I have to learn how to meditate on my own, and, and I pierced a veil through which I started to be able to see and understand things, and I started writing things that I didn't understand. I had no knowledge I would enter into the area of science whatsoever, so I didn't set out from that aspect. I don't even think I even thought about the word quantum physics.
No. No, but, you know, you entered in a place of knowing. This is what I love about it. I'm so glad we got to talk with you today. And we're going to talk more. You know, you got to enter the world of knowing without having to answer to anyone else or really, you know, impose any guidelines on that. We're going to talk about that. What a great, great, great conversation. Joining me today, Sonia Barrett, when we come back, we'll be talking about our latest, the holographic canvas, what it means. We're taking your calls. We're going to give books away. But when we come back, what is the matrix of reality? What is that? And how does it get defined in terms of today's world? We'll be right back.
Are you in constant pain and tired of taking pain pills? At Holistic Medical Center, our physicians listen, examine, and find the root cause of your pain. Comprehensive, non-invasive, scientific, and energy-based natural therapies do exist to treat your pain and its root cause. Contact Holistic Medical Center to transform your life. Call 425-451-0404 or on the web at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? Well, I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I'm here with Becky Miller from Kent to tell you there is another way. Becky, tell us about the ease with which you lost 65 pounds with Positive Changes.
It was extremely easy. As long as I listened to my personal sessions, it made me relax, made me easier to think about making healthier choices.
What health benefits did you receive from losing the 65 pounds with Positive Changes?
I like to play golf, and walking the golf course now is just a breeze, and I can do it so easily. I am so proud.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. I'm joined by Mr. Benny Mathers and Valerie Dunn in the other room. Benny is pushing all the right buttons, as he always does. And we have such an incredible team here and also at the Dr. Pat Show. It's just you got to feel blessed when you're surrounded by people that not only love what they do, but do it so incredibly well. And that's how I get to talk to people like Sonia Barrett, joining me here today, the author of The Holographic Canvas. We're actually going to be giving copies of this away, The Fusing of Mind and Matter. She's joining us here today not only as someone that hosts her own radio show, but she also has a magazine. I want to tell you all about that and much more. Sonia, thank you so much for calling us here, for joining us on the show today. I want to talk about The Holographic Canvas. I want to talk about the book and sort of this idea of the matrix of reality. You know, you coming from this place and not hearing about quantum physics, but yet being so attached to this and then writing about it, this is almost like you're having your own Big Bang theory, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Right.
How does all of this work in the mind of Sonia Barrett?
How does all of this work in the mind of Sonia Barrett? It's a scary place in there.
That's a really good question. I don't think I've ever asked that question before.
How does this all work in the mind of Sonia Barrett? Well, I guess you mean how I'm seeing all of this, or how
exactly.
All of this is sort of showing up for me.
Well, how does somebody like you or any of us write a book called The Holographic Canvas?
I wrote the book over a period of time. Actually, it took me 10 years because I wasn't trying to write a book. That's what happened. I really wasn't. I was writing. And over a period of time, I realized, it looks like I probably have a book. And I grew with the book because, you know, as you're expanding in knowledge and awareness, you have to begin to become it. And over a period of time, things would happen, and I would write, and I would stop, and it could take a year for me to, I think, go through a process to be ready for new information to unfold in me. And so that's basically what happened, and eventually I put it together and expanded even further on the information that already existed. And that's where a little bit research started to come into play, because I couldn't just write the book from just my own words of saying, you know, this is what I'm seeing. So now I did get directed to certain books that had scientific information that would back up what I was seeing, like understanding, you know, more about gravity, or the fact that it is a holographic reality. I didn't even think of that word at the time. I just started to see that everything was really not the solid form that we were perceiving it to be, that we were seeing it to be, but that it really was this fluid movement, as they say, tiny dots coming together to create this illusion of a solid or a finite world. Mm-hmm. So those kinds of understandings unfolded in me. And then I would always sort of get directed to information that would then support what I was seeing. So that's how it unfolds for me. I get the information in me first. I see it, and then something shows up to confirm or support. And then I started to trust what I was feeling and knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the major key. And people most often don't trust themselves.
No kidding.
Yeah, because we're very programmed to rely on, you know, third party or externalized. So it's everything and everybody outside of us that knows more, or is capable of more, understanding more than we are. And I say everybody, it's our birthright. It's every one of us, our birthright to access knowledge or access this information, or to know more about who we are and the design of creation, when we allow that to happen. We are the ones that hold the key to, you know, the prison that we at times feel that we're in.
You know, this is really amazing. I was on a phone with, Dr. Roger Yonko this morning, and we were talking about health and empowerment, and that we have the system within. I want to ask you about this. You know, in your definition of the holographic canvas, are we simply And it's not simple, but, you know, how do we become players in a world that seems like it's being defined by some other reality? Do you understand my question a little bit?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I think what I discovered was the matrix in a matrix in a matrix. And by that, I mean we are caught in this main system. We're just talking about, you know, on planet Earth, just the regular life that we seem to live. That is the matrix that holds us bound, because all of our focus is based on that, and those are the survival programs. And that's what we have to look at. We have to begin to examine how are we as an individual tied into these belief systems, these programs that are set up to determine or define the manner in which you need to live your life, or you should live your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is anywhere from a career that you may choose, or the house you may buy, or the car you may buy. We live our lives based on a lot of social programming. So one has to really begin to stop and reassess one's life. And this begins, you know, it's beginning from the moment we get here, the programming starts. So you start to look at, you know, for me it was, how do I know I even like the color blue?
Right.
You know, where did that really come from? And, you know, I'm not saying you have to take your life apart, but you start to look at some base reasoning. Things where you're working a job and you're making a lot of money, but in your heart you still don't like it. Well, how did you end up there? What happened? Somebody said this is, you know, a prestigious position, or this is a good job to have. So you start to look at this wiring and what you've been doing, because you're making all your choices off of these core, you know, beliefs. They're all bouncing off of each other. It's a domino effect. And we have to become brutally honest about our lives. Then we have the opportunity to begin to change that. Remember now, quantum physics states that you cannot observe something without affecting it, without changing it. And it's our perception that is really determining how we are interacting with the world as we see it out there. Things are going to continue to occur the way they occur, because obviously every individual is here on their own specific journey. But our perception of what's happening in what we call external reality, that is where the trick is. That's where it becomes interesting, because it's your emotional interaction with the external world that's determining how you are going to live your life, what choices you're going to make. So it's a real interesting, it's not difficult in terms of understanding the process, but the challenge of us wanting to change how we do things, you know, because we're very stuck in how we want to do things and we don't like change.
Right. But we actually are really in search of understanding things.
Right.
You know, and that's, you know, for me, that's really cool. I mean, part of the conversation is understanding, you know, the worlds we live in, but also how we craft and create things. I mean,
let's talk
about that from the perspective of the holographic canvas, your book, and we're going to give away some copies of it. I just don't want people to misunderstand what we're talking about here. I don't think you or I are saying that this is the life, you're part of a program and you can't change it.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
But that's what it is. It's perception. So when you're looking, when you're taking a realistic, not realistic, that's not the word I want to use, but when you are really examining your life and being honest with yourself, it's that self-honesty about the things in your life that maybe you're not happy with, and really seeing how am I convincing myself that I have no choice, you know, in the matter. And because we do that a lot, so you have to examine that. And then once you can really take a true look at all of this, you can begin to take steps towards making changes that you didn't think that you could make. But we have more control over our lives than we think. But much of it is based on the social codes that we that we live to uphold. And so we have to examine that as well.
Well, we're going to talk about, wow, this is really cool. I'm so glad Sonia could join us here today. The book is The Holographic Canvas. And we're actually going to give away some copies of it. And you know how to do this, but let us give you some information. For those of you out there, three of you will receive a copy of Sonia's book, The Holographic Canvas, The Fusing of Mind and Matter. We have a toll-free number to do that. You can give us a shout at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And if you have a question for us or for Sonia, make sure you let Valerie know, and she will bring you on board to ask it or write down your question. 1-800-930-2819 to get a copy of the book. And also, I want to make sure that you all know that you can find out more about Sonia by going to the website, and I want to make sure you have a number of websites, but the one I want you to really check out is www.spiritinform.com. Spiritinform.com. Wow, phones are off the hook. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. When we come back, we're going to be talking about this reality, this idea of past life experience. What role do they play? You know, what does it mean to be shifting into consciousness? But then what does Sonia think about aging? Wow. I have so many questions. I wish we would have done this for 2 hours. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Now do it. Hear something that's gonna make you move and groove.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call a sacred moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know Greek-Gods yogurt is a much better source of calcium than milk is? One cup of yogurt contains 450 milligrams of calcium versus only 300 milligrams for the same amount of milk. Not only that, but the probiotic bacteria present in yogurt provides an ideal environment for calcium. Eat 3 servings of yogurt a day to help build and retain strong bones. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Cards, chocolate, flowers, their soul last century. Pop open a bottle of Aquamantra's I Am Loved Premium Natural Spring Water this Valentine's Day. Be an eco-sweetie and give the gift that will keep on giving. It's the elixir of life. Purchase a case of Aquamantra's award-winning Premium Natural Spring Water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California. Now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable bottles. On sale at aquamantra.com/I Am Loved. And know you are loved.
There's never been a better time for you to create the life you want. Tap into unlimited possibilities and be the masterpiece you're meant to be. I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series. Step into your full greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'll show you how to dig up the road, pave the road, walk the road, and be the road to your full greatness. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and go to MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit MacaRoot.com. That's MacaRoot.com. Call 541-846-6222.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Mr. DJ, you can get this started. Everybody's ready to party. All night, all night, all night. All the girls are ready.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. So when we get the other, you know, when we get more visual in the studio for the web camera thing, we'll have, I think we'll have multiple cameras, right, Benny?
Sure.
And they're going to be able to see you, right?
Yeah, I got to remember not to pick my nose while I'm on the air either.
No, but they're going to see you, like, moving to the beat, and so to speak.
This what I do for a living.
Okay, that
that song was probably my top five songs of all time, and that's Jeanne with Hey DJ. I play it at all the clubs.
I know you do.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
I know it is. Mm-hmm. We have such a really, I love this.
An eclectic taste, that's for sure.
We do, but I actually have to beg for my favorites to be played.
Not necessarily.
Although Benny is warming up a little bit more to Beyonce, I think, recently.
No. Oh, you know what? Conveniently, though, if I'm warming up, it was on my old laptop. So I'll just have to get some more.
You'll just have to get some more. And, you know, Valerie in the other room, I mean, she would absolutely, you know, would die if you didn't play Lady Gaga. So here, I got a solution for you.
She's a huge fan of Leonard Skinner.
Let's talk about the holographic, let's talk about this for a minute.
All right.
So the best of both worlds is these two that Valerie and I like. They did a song together. So
right.
You just have to find their new song.
Okay.
And then you'll be, you know, right, making everybody happy.
Sure.
Welcome, everyone. Those of you that are calling in, thank you so much for calling in. I'm pretty sure we've given away the books that we've had, but I want to make sure that you have more information about Sonia Barrett. The holographic canvas, for sure, is available on her website. She's going to tell you in a minute how to get to it. But the thing you're going to want to know is the website spiritinform.com. Spiritinform.com. We're going to be talking about past, present, and future. Sonia, let's take a minute and just let folks know how they can get a copy of the book, okay?
Okay, if you want to ensure that you receive a copy of the book that is completely updated with new chapters, you will have to go to spiritinform.com, as
great,
was given out before. And just click on where it says the store, and you'll be able to purchase the book there.
Mm-hmm.
If you purchase it at Amazon or any place else, you will not get the up-to-date version of the book with the new chapters, Ascension of the Soul, and Moving Beyond Destiny and Fate, which are the chapters that were added some time ago.
Excellent. Well, you know, let's talk about, the book title is The Holographic Canvas. I want to talk about it in the context of past, present, and future energies. You know, can you tell us what the holographic canvas is and how we relate to that in the lives that we leave here, whether we, you know, are ruminating about the past, or whether we have difficulty in the present, or whether we're worrying or planning for the future?
Well, here is what I had discovered, and scientists have now, I think, really starting to look at that, is that it is our consciousness that's really moving around. It's really, that's really what's doing the traveling around. And, of course, we have the illusion, yet not an illusion, of the physical world and, you know, these bodies. So the sense of past, present, and future existing simultaneously, because that's what they do, they exist all at the same time. So we are only conscious of the reality, for example, this moment. We are conscious of this moment at this time that you and I are speaking of. Now, if we, in a nanosecond, were to flip to 1890, we would be conscious of that moment, because it is the consciousness that is actually, as I was saying, actually doing all of the traveling around. And so what is happening is there are people that can probably relate to this, where you have an experience, for example, you are driving or you are standing in front of the dishes and suddenly you snap out of it and you realize almost as if you weren't there for a moment. And sometimes you will get flashes of feeling like you were somewhere else. Maybe you were still felt like you were sitting on the couch and suddenly you're here. And so these are things that we really want to pay attention to, because what that's doing is it's showing you that you are not as stationary as you think. You are really traveling around in this concept that we call time, but you are conscious of that moment that you are, you know, that you appear to be existing in at that moment. And science also knows that we are visible and invisible. Everything is sort of blinking. It's pulsating. We are appearing and disappearing all at the same time. So when we think about past, present, and future, what we don't realize is you're living, you could be living what we would call a past life right this minute. So you have people that have a sense sometimes of a future, you know, as if they're existing in some other point in time, a very futuristic experience, but we dismiss those experiences. But we are actually experiencing it all at the same time. Now, when we get very caught up in, for example, people who get caught up in, you know, a past life.
Yes.
They really want to keep dwelling on the past life. What happens is you continue to keep that rhythm going of whatever that was. And that's why it is so important that we come back to the now as much as we can. Otherwise, what we end up doing is we take what we see as the past, and the future becomes more of that, because you are experiencing them all at the same time. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, I think it does, because I think the example that you pointed out, we all have moments of I don't know, you know, what do people call it, you know, little quirks in the matrix, so to speak. We all have moments where, you know, we get a little bit confused about where we were, where we are, and where we're going.
On the freeway, just any place.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, as a matter of fact, I had a moment like that walking into the studio today. You know, when Sue Lundquist was walking out and I was walking in, I had a moment where I thought for a minute, wow, did I even put on a shirt today?
I did that. I'm like, am I dressed?
That's what I said to her. I had just this, I don't know why I would have that moment. You know what I'm saying? But I actually had to look to see that I had a shirt underneath my jacket today.
I absolutely. And see, these are the things that, because we're so busy with the survival aspect of life, we don't engage in it. It just happens and we just kind of move on. But if we started to stop to look at the moments where we can't find our key and we look in that place a million times and then we forget about it and then suddenly we go back and it's in the very place that we look, we would realize just how much we are jumping around in time. We are just not in this static reality as we perceive it to be. So this constant travel is going on. And there's so much more, to this that, you know, we would need like another hour and a half to really engage in that aspect. But the now becomes very important. That's what I can, I want to emphasize. Not living in the past so much, because we tend to live in the past and the future.
Yeah.
We're either imagining about the future or we're thinking about the past. And then what's happening right now, it gets created based on what your memory is of the past.
Wow.
You're going to make all of your choices based on especially all the hang-ups about the past, or routines that you're stuck in, or patterns that you're stuck in. So you get more of the same thing all the time because you can't seem to be here. Everything else is speculative, as I always say. The only thing that we know of right now, technically, is you and I are talking, we're having this conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything outside of this moment is a speculation.
I love this because you're going to really die about this when I tell you this.
I hope not.
That's as if we're already not dead and this is actually a movie that we're in.
Yeah,
that's a show in itself. But, you know, what you're talking about, I experienced yesterday. I had two people in my office that I was working with, and I got two cups of coffee. I had two cups. One was a purple cup and one was a pink cup. And I have purple and pink cups, okay? And so I'm pouring the coffee, but, you know, one of the people I'm giving the coffee to is a man. And as I'm pouring the coffee and I'm getting ready to hand it to him, I discovered in the moment I was getting ready to hand him the pink cup. You ready?
Okay.
And I decided not to give him the pink cup. And I gave him the purple cup. But then it became a moment of teaching. And what I talked to him about was cause and effect. Because the reason I didn't give him the pink cup was because somewhere in 1984, I worked for a guy in a facilities management organization. I was the only woman in there. And my first performance review with this guy, this executive director, the one thing he pointed out to me was how much he hated pink and pink shirts and pink shirts on women and pink shirts, especially on men. Absolutely. So in a nanosecond, I made a decision about what that pink cup meant and changed my movement.
Well, and that was an imprint. Those are what we call imprints. Major things like that that stick, they become an imprint, and that's what we regulate our life off of, is these imprints. Imprints from childhood, of relationships, of whatever it is, your first relationship. And your first relationship a lot of times is based on so many other things that you saw as a child. And those become major imprints. Pain, you know, from a situation, physical pain creates an imprint. And so we want to really recognize how we get imprinted. And when something comes up, you can say to yourself, wait a second, this could become an imprint.
Yeah.
If we start to operate that way, we really can make so many different choices. We can change so many things.
Let's talk about that when we come back from break, because, I mean, this is the part of the conversation in the holographic canvas that is about empowerment. Sonia Barrett joining us here today. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how we could change, how we could shift, how we could not be imprinted to our limitations. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Sonia Barrett. We'll be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins. Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Terry O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady. Presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance. Shirley, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Joe Dispenza, the most recognized visionary in the hit movie What the Bleep, Reverend Carlton Pearson, the fundamental evangelical Pentecostal bishop who said to hell with hell. Robert Holden, Britain's Get Happy Guru with a feel-good philosophy that will make your heart smile. Three men and a lady. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. That's BELLASpark.com. Buy series tickets for the men and get $10 off the lady. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine and three extraordinary men. Visit bellaspark.com.
To fall and take the lead. Well, she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us and the 14 hours of programming we have each week, you can go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com, or simply drpatlive.com. Sign up for the newsletter. You'll get the information like in advance of what's going on for the week and special events and special guests like my guest Sonia Barrett joining me here today. For more information about Sonia, you know, we could take you right to her website, and gave it out before, but I want to make sure that you get it again. And that website is spiritinform.com, spiritinform, F-O-R-M.com. And lots of information. That's where you can get the book. That's where you can find out about her radio show, the magazine, how to plug in, how to be able to plug into what she's doing on a regular basis. Sonia, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you.
I think it's a really good place to sort of, you know, bring the conversation back to the forefront by talking about how this all relates to choice and empowerment, and, you know, what your ideas are to kind of remove the shackles that we have personally imposed on ourselves in our lives. Could you give us some insight?
Yes, I think one of the main things that sort of popped into my focus point here is the blame factor, and I think many people play that game, whether it be, you know, your parents or whether it be a relationship. And I think what we would have to understand is that every situation that we experience, it has brought something, and I know that's very challenging for a lot of people to see it that way. But what we have to be able to do is to be able to examine those circumstances that were so challenging to us, and I understand because I've been there, and look at what it did bring. There is something that you had to get from it, something. When you can do that, and then you can start severing that that emotional that cord that you have tied into either the circumstance or the individual, or the people, if that were the case. Because once you keep that open, that stays open, and that continues to control your life and your choices. But you have to be able to come to that space where that is severed, and you recognize that that was just an experience. That's really all it boils down to. That was just an experience. It's not who I am. It's not the totality of who I am. And begin to let that go, see what you got from it, and let it go and move forward into something else, into creating something else. Also, many people want to say, you know, that person needs to ask for forgiveness. See, I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way. It doesn't matter if someone says to you, I'm sorry. It's great that it happens, but that's not the issue. What it boils down to is you. No matter what's going on, it comes right back to you. And you have to then focus in on you, see the situation once again, and take from it what you can. There is something that you receive from it. Know that nobody steps into our lives just, you know, for no reason.
Right.
Everybody and everything shows up in our lives for a reason. Look at patterns that you have in your life. Those are so very important, because patterns are going to tell you something. It's going to tell you that there is a root that you need to check. You need to see, when did that pattern begin? then you have an opportunity to see where the pattern started, why you continue to do this, instead of going, I don't know why I always get, people always show up in my life, I always get the same relationship. You have to begin to be honest with yourself. Take it off of the other people. Don't even think about them. Just think about you. And then you can start to make some different choices. Your choices won't change until you take all of this back into yourself as opposed to externalizing it. There's something else I wanted to say around that, and it slipped my mind. But the choice thing, all our choices are based on all that stuff we carry. All of our choices. Doesn't matter what you think it is. Even as I said earlier, it could be a career.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said that you weren't good enough, or you could. Now you have to prove something. So was that something that you really wanted to do, or did you just do it because you needed to prove something?
Exactly.
It's amazing how we regulate our lives. But you have choice. You have more choices than you think. It's unlimited. It's unlimited. Creation is unlimited, and so are you. You are creation.
Well, that leads me to sort of a conversation about something else you talk about, and that's the all of the energy that's going into 2012 and what we think it means and what we think is going to happen. And I'm just curious about what you think about all of that.
Well, I'm probably, for some people, the wrong person to ask because I'm not there with that. 2012 is truly the ending and the beginning of a cycle. That's how all of creation is set up, is on cycles, many different cycles, coming from beyond the beyond, And so all we're seeing is the little visible cycles in our little, pinhead, part of creation. This is just the end of a cycle. There are people that will leave the planet because we all come in to the planet based on certain specifications about our journey and all of those different things. And there's certain people that, for whatever reason, their journey, before they got here, they weren't going to be here for certain different things that are happening on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
However, what you have to recognize is come in to yourself and start connecting with that more expansive aspect of you. That is really where it is. There is nothing out there that is going to save you. You do not need to be saved. What you need is to connect with the inner. 2012 does not mean that the planet is going to disappear, at least not in my perception of reality, not in my reality. It's going to disappear. Many things will happen. It does not mean that you have to be a part of those particular things that are happening. You set a course for yourself in terms of what you want to do with your life, and you move forward in doing those things, not based on the fact that 2012 is coming. Just live and continue to expand in consciousness, and consciousness simply means to expand in awareness, become more, I don't want to use the word connected, because we are not disconnected from the greater aspect of us. We just ignore it. So become aware of that connection that is always there to guide you. Be trusting of your intuition. You will always know when to not, be over here on Fifth Street because there's a flood or there's an earthquake or not. You will always be guided if you listen to that part of you. We are completely tied into and connected to all of creation. It's just a matter of us learning how to move with the flow of it, and that's the individual. It doesn't have to be a group. It doesn't have to be the whole planet. You as an individual represent the whole, and so therefore, as an individual, you have a choice to choose and regulate where your consciousness will be and focus on what we call the planet and reality at this time.
Wow. Sonja, thank you so much for joining us here today. What a great conversation. I hope you will come back. This has been very, very cool. I want to make sure everybody has your website, spiritinform.com. Spiritinform.com. Thank you, Sonja, so much.
Thank you for having me.
Well, if you want to find out more about Sonia, certainly you can go to the website, and that's how you'll be able to get a copy of the book. There's also a magazine. She's got incredible radio interviews that you can plug into, Sovereign Radio Show, much more, chapters of the book, and all of that, because it is about all of us plugging in, tuning ourselves up and turning ourselves on. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we've got another amazing guest. We're going to continue the conversation about energy, about healing, with an incredible guest, a regular on the show, Mary Jane Mack. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Check us out at www.thedrpatshow.com. We'll be right back.